Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is the senior VP from Ranger Boats, and that's Bart Schaden. Welcome to the program, Bart.
Thank you, Terry. Glad to be here.
Well, let's talk about the Ranger Cup. You know, we've heard all the hoopla around what's going on with the money in the bass fishing business, and here at Bass Fan, we keep good tracks of that. But it's something that, with Ranger now and being a Ranger owner, you can make some extra money while you're out there on the tournament trail.
Absolutely. The Ranger Cup's, I guess, 3 years now in existence, Terry, and we think it's just a heck of a way to reward our owners for participating in Ranger-sponsored events, and the money just keeps getting bigger and bigger all the while.
Well, you know, you look at it, it's for everybody, too. You know, you've got certain trails that you follow, and if you're a Ranger owner and you fish a trail where the Ranger Cup's involved, it just really takes right off, and then the pros can do it, too.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think there's been programs before now and here recently that have come out, and they're all good programs, I'm sure of that. But I think where our program is unique or different is that, you know, it's available to the grassroots angler, to the retail customer, if you will, that buys our product, works hard for his money, and then also is to our pros that represent Ranger Boats. This is a more of a bonus program, if you will, for them for going out and endorsing our product and working hard with us.
You know, I don't know of any company that I've been around ever that does a better job with advertising through anglers than Ranger, and with a great product and the product that you guys put on the table, then having a great group of anglers, it just really makes it easy, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, I'd like to think that our marketing is that good, but frankly, I think the product does it for us. I mean, people want to be affiliated with Ranger because the product is so good, and they're comfortable representing us as a company, and I think that just speaks volumes about where our product has been in the past and where we continue to take it in the future.
Well, it's amazing. You know, the story's a great one. Forrest Wood, of course, the guy that started the company and has been around, as a matter of fact, is still down around flipping and has got a great museum, by the way. We ought to probably talk about that briefly. What a great museum he's put together, he and Nina.
He really has. I tell you, they're awful proud of it, and the doors are kind of informally open here, we take a lot of people through, our dealers when they come through, and special customers. But it really is just a unique. He calls it a sporting gallery, is what Forrest refers to it. And I tell you, there's some neat memorabilia there. If anybody's ever in this area coming to visit the boat factory, we'd love to take you over there and show it to you, because there are some artifacts from the early days of fishing to right up here in the last few weeks. I think he adds on to it every day.
Well, it was funny because we came down not too long ago on a Bass Fan trip and came down to Flippin', and he said he thought when he died that probably Nina would stuff him. And put him in there. I thought that was a pretty good line.
Yeah, they might. I tell you, there's about everything else in there, from some of his Harleys to some of the Jerry McGinnis's first boat from JM and Associates. His first Ranger boat was there. We've got a special edition, I believe, of a Millennium Ranger Millennium boat there. I think there's a 25th anniversary boat. So just it seems to be just growing all the while.
Well, and you know, and Ranger just keeps coming out with new programs. Now, the Ranger Cup, you said, is about 3 years old, and one of the things I think is unique is that there's been a lot of money won, and if you think about that, you know, as the average angler, you're going out on a weekend and or maybe, you know, fishing a BFL or one of those events, and you get your check, and you go, boy, this is good money, but then all of a sudden the Ranger Cup kicks in, and there's some more money for you.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's a cumulative thing. I think an angler now, we see it all the time. People are our fishermen are setting some schedules around Ranger Cup events. So I mean, they're looking at I can fish Circuit A with no Ranger Cup contingency dollars, and then I can look at B where there's Ranger Cup dollars there, and sometimes scheduling their events around that, which I think is a credit to the program. So really, you know, not only does the angler benefit from the program, but our tournament organizations that we work with, you know, it's like we're helping to drive one more reason to fish and compete within that organization, what I think is also real valuable to all of us as promotional partners.
Well, it does a great job there, and I guess one of the things I got to get my plug in for BassFan.com, as I typically do, but now BassFan.com is following the Ranger Cup, and there's a Ranger Cup page out there.
Oh, let me tell you, if you weren't going to plug the BassFan site, I was, and I'm glad you said that, because it is really incredible. This site is something that we are so proud of and so excited about, because I think before, you know, at Ranger, on the Ranger Cup program, we're preaching to the choir, Terry. I mean, we're putting out information on our site to Ranger customers who really, you know, they're already sold on the benefit of being a Ranger customer. It's great that they hear the good news about Ranger Cup, but you know what? When we can go out and talk to the universe that you all reach on a regular basis, it's unbelievable. I don't know the millions of visitors or hits you guys get, but it is unbelievable the amount of traffic you're getting. So we are so pleased that Ranger Cup is now hosted on the Bass Fan site that we can't hardly see straight.
Well, you know, it's a great deal. We now are in the neighborhood of about 5 million hits a month, and you start thinking about the fishing community. You know, there's only 35 million people that really bass fish, and you start thinking you get 5 million a month of them that are coming out and viewing the site, and I think those numbers will continue to grow. You know, our sport continues to grow, so I look for those numbers to continue to grow as well.
Well, there's no question. If for the person that wants more information about our sport, bass fishing in general, or tournament fishing, bassfan.com is the place to go. And I tell you, there's a number of people that work here at Ranger Boats, myself included, that doesn't really make a move in the morning without checking out and seeing what's going on the site.
Well, that's the greatest compliment in the world when the industry starts looking at you. And, you know, Bart, I guess the other things that come to mind at Ranger, you know, you guys have come out with a great new line of products this year.
Yeah, we have. There's a lot of good boats. The 521 is really taken off and is a perfect boat for a lot of tournament anglers right now, and we're awfully excited about that. Plus, we've come out with a couple of new packages this year that we're really excited about. The NASCAR Special Edition or Limited Series has been very successful and really complements a lot of other things we do, but we know that NASCAR and bass fishing index really, really well together, and I think NASCAR is very proud of that relationship as well. We also had our 35th anniversary this year, and so we came out with a 35th anniversary special edition package as well, and that's doing extremely well there. And Chevy package that we did has been this our second year with the Chevy Ranger package, where we actually have the boats and also Chevy vehicles that have a Ranger graphics package and a few other accessory items with that. So, yeah, it's just been exciting year from a product standpoint.
Well, you know, another thing that maybe the guy that can't afford that big, you know, 521 or maybe that 35th anniversary edition, he can also get aluminum boats too.
Yeah, aluminum boats is something that we're phasing that down a little bit because of the what we found is our expertise has just been primarily glass. People want to think of us as premium quality glass manufacturers, and it seems like that's where people want us to be. So we're going to continue to probably focus more on the glass, but certainly have come out with some real good aluminum product in the past as well.
Well, that's right, and you look back through the Ranger line, and you know you can get anything from a very, very, very economical size small boat to that big 521 that runs in that big water, and that's what you're really shooting for.
Well, like you said, we've got a 16-foot bass boat, R61, to 175 in the 17.5-foot range, all the way up to, you've got the 521 and 522. So you've got, I mean, and everything in between. So it's there's a lot of room out there to fit a lot of different styles of fishing and a lot of different investment levels for different consumers as well.
Well, it's funny, you know, when you start thinking about a 22-foot-plus boat, you know, it wasn't too long ago that was unheard of, and now guys are fishing big water. They're fishing all over the country, and that 522 might come in handy once in a while.
Yeah, I tell you, it amazes me every day that how many people really want to gravitate to that for these Great Lakes areas and other places that they fish. So the 522 has been a great producer for us.
Well, great setup. You guys will package those boats right down there at Ranger as far as being able to put that motor and depth finder combinations together, trolling motor, whatever you want. You can do that right there at Ranger, right?
Absolutely. We standard equipment. We're with Garmin Electronics, and our partner on the trolling motors is Minn Kota. Everything from the factory here, that's the brand preference for us on our package boat. So, and we do, like you said, we factory rig everything from the outboards to electronics, trolling motors right here in Flippin, Arkansas.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.